In Bolivia today, voters go to the polls in a presidential election. The opposition says it hopes the results will extend political gains the left has made elsewhere in Latin America. A leading opposition candidate, Evo Morales, champions the indigenous people and local coca growers. He's in a tight race with a conservative who briefly served as president 4 years ago. From La Paz, NPR's Julie McCarthy has more on an election that Washington is watching closely and that many Bolivians consider a turning point for their country.
Sky High La Paz is an Andean city short on oxygen, but not on the hot air of presidential campaigns. Debates draw rowdy crowds. For the candidate who can't be bothered to actually stop, there was what might be called the drive-by rally. But for novelty, nothing beats Bolivia's television show, It's Forbidden to Lie. The candidates stand before a mirror on live TV while the host asks questions like, have you ever wanted a job in television? A youthful Jorge Quiroga, the leading conservative, blinks back. I never even watch myself on TV. I'm too busy, he says. Evo Morales is evidently too busy to be bothered with such shows, or the candidate debates, which he has spurned. But his go-it-alone style hasn't hurt him. Polls show Morales leading a field of 8 candidates. He draws his strongest support from the poor indigenous population, who rally shouting his name, challenging centuries-old political structures. His face bears the broad plains of his fellow Indians of the high plateau. Morales says that as president, he would follow the ancient laws of his forebears. My agreement with you, he says, will be to govern with the commandments left by our ancestors, Amasua, Amayuya, and Amakaya, meaning don't lie, don't steal, and don't be lazy. Morales then leads a chant. Hail to the political instruments of sovereignty. Hail to our movement towards socialism. Hail to coca, he says. The prospect of Morales becoming president, he would be Bolivia's first indigenous head of state, rattles Washington. Morales dislikes free trade pacts and ardently defends the cultivation of coca for traditional use. Chewing the leafy green plant is a centuries-old cure for hunger here. But the former coca farmer also says that he too wants to stop the production of cocaine. Tensions are evident as Morales tells supporters that the U.S. must not interfere in Bolivian affairs.
Esta lucha para cambiar nuestra historia, compañeras y compañeros, para recuperar nuestros recursos naturales.
The fight to change our history and recoup our national resources will not stop, he says. If the government of the United States is democratic, they will respect the clamor of the people and the triumph of Bolivia's poor, indigenous, and workers, he says. At the closing rally of his campaign, former president and free marketeer Jorge Quiroga taps into fears that many Bolivians from the country's relatively prosperous east harbor about Morales, his agenda, and his sometimes explosive political activism. The coca growers Morales leads are at the vanguard of popular discontent, deploying blockades to jam roads that have paralyzed commerce.
Este domingo hay dos caminos. El cambio que va para atrás, que divide a Bolivia.
There are two roads to choose, Quiroga tells thousands of supporters at his campaign finale. One road that goes backwards, that divides Bolivia, and that loses markets and jobs and keeps us underdeveloped. And the other road that brings us forward, with unity, to progress and open markets and development. When you vote, he says through a strained voice, forget the resentments and feel in your heart what is best for your future. Patricia Terceros says Quiroga, who happened to attend school in the U.S., is best for Bolivia. A businesswoman from a prominent Bolivian family, Terceros left the rally saying Evo Morales represents a sector out of touch with modern times.
He could be the president. Yes, I am worried. But I am Bolivian. I am as Bolivian as him, and here I stay and here I work. Okay?
No candidate is expected to win an outright majority in today's voting. In that event, the task of choosing Bolivia's next president would fall to Congress. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, La Paz, Bolivia.